It's 7:34 on this Wednesday morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Good morning. Governor Peter Shumlin is heading to the Cabot Cooperative Creamery headquarters today to talk about job training. Shumlin spokeswoman Susan Allen says the governor will talk about reprioritizing the millions of dollars in job training funds it gets each year from the U.S. Labor Department. Vermont's job training needs are changing in part due to the major economic development initiative underway in northern Vermont. But the changes are expected to apply to employers around the state, many of whom say they need more trained workers. Dozens of residents in Charlotte are spending hours voluntarily pulling weeds out of a local wetland this summer. It's part of an organized effort to control an invasive species that threatens to choke the life right out of an otherwise vibrant ecosystem. VPR's Claudia Marshall has been out on the water herself, finding out about the grassroots project and what's at stake.
Okay, now if we can back.
Straight back?
Pedal. Straight back. Yep, right through the weeds. Straight back. It's open water.
It's a beautiful, breezy evening, and half a dozen people are paddling around in kayaks and canoes, pulling from the water a plant that looks like a bunch of little lily pads.
Basically, it will send out these shoots, and at the end of the shoot, you'll find a bud.
Bob Hyams heads up the Charlotte Conservation Commission, and he's helped organize these paddling trips into the wetlands, cajoling the locals to come out on their own time and their own dime to pull out these plants by hand.
Well, that is a good idea. You know, it's nice to get out on the lake on a nice evening.
It's Mike Walker's first time out here on the water.
This year, I think we've had at least 75 volunteers in this wetland. And for the most part, these volunteers would not have seen this wetland without this program.
Wendy Hawkins has seen them several times, but only because she's out pulling frog bit, which she describes as a somewhat twisted kind of fun and hard to explain to her friends.
They don't get it at all. I have asked so many friends to come out with me, and not a one is interested. It's messy work.
European frog bit, the target of all this effort, is, ironically, a pretty little plant you can order online for your backyard pond, the aquatic equivalent of a great ground cover. It sits on top of the water in clumps, forming a dense mat. But out here in the wild, it can force out the native species that make this area so vital that conservationists like Bob Hyams are working to have it declared a Class 1 wetlands. That would provide more protection from development or overuse.
You know, we're never going to get rid of the frog bit. You know, this is really a control, and it's not an eradication program. But I think the future for this program is really more about wetland stewardship. And maybe next year there's going to be a greater need than frog bit. And hopefully through this work we've developed the expertise, we've developed the goodwill to keep a stewardship program going.
Meantime, the clock is ticking. As the frog bit puts up these lovely little white flowers, it's preparing to reproduce. So the volunteers are trying to get as many plants pulled before that happens, some spending up to 6 hours at a stretch, sometimes using little rakes to reach, but mostly just grabbing the plant by the handful, filling up bucket after bucket, paddling to a nearby scow provided by the Point Bay Marina, and dumping the wet weeds into a giant green mass.
So they will tow the scow back to the marina, and then there is a composting operation. And actually, the frog bit makes a wonderful compost.
So it has a happy ending in a way.
It has a happy ending.
For VPR News, I'm Claudia Marshall in Charlotte.
Lawyers for a man on federal death row for abducting and killing a Vermont woman are asking a judge for a closed-door hearing to interview some of the jurors from the 2005 trial who sentenced him to death. The Rutland Herald reports the attorneys for Donald Fell argued the August 15th hearing should be behind closed doors to protect Fell's appeal and the privacy of the jurors. In his appeal, Fell argued the conduct and statement of some of the jurors infringed on his right to a fair trial. Fell was found guilty and sentenced to death for the 2000 killing of Teresa King of North Clarendon, who was abducted when she arrived for work at a Rutland supermarket. She was later killed in New York State. The eye in the sky forecast for today, mostly sunny and very pleasant, highs 77 to 83 degrees. Clear through midnight tonight, then increasing mainly high clouds west to east, and the lows will be 56 to 64 overnight. Tomorrow, filtered morning sunshine east of the greens, otherwise thickening clouds. Showers likely by midday tomorrow, greens westward east of the greens by mid to late afternoon. Highs tomorrow 72 to 80 degrees.